Outside the farmer's market in Mount Pleasant's Island Park, Marie Koper is trying to talk to visitors about climate change.
Hey, are you among the 70% of Americans who are concerned about climate change and the impacts it's having on us right now?
Some people pointedly ignore Koper's booth. Others mutter something about not having time.
Would you like to learn a little bit more about solutions for climate change?
No, thank you.
After one failed attempt, Gisela Moffat, a member of the group, bemoans people's lack of interest.
How can they say they are not interested in learning something? Young people?
Young people.
Ultimately, Koper says, the goal is just to reach people.
More conversation, and we can see where our points of common ground are.
The local chapter of the Citizens Climate Lobby is largely made up of retirees. Most of the members, when asked about why they're worried about climate change, talk about the world they'll be leaving behind.
I have 5 grandchildren, and I'm very, very concerned about this, and especially how serious it is and how much faster it is changing.
I also have 2 grandchildren, and I feel like if we dirtied up the land, we have to clean up our mess. It's what I taught my kids and grandkids, you know. If you make a mess, clean it up.
I care a lot about God's creation and our part in it, and I say that as a pastor, but all as a person who thinks.
That was Gisela Moffat, Carol Rard, and Curtis Jensen. The goal of the National Citizens Climate Lobby is to push for a carbon fee and dividend. A bill currently in Congress and supported by the group would require companies to pay $15 for every ton of CO2 pollution. Every year, that fee would increase by $10. Supporters say they believe it would drastically drive down emissions. And as a bonus, the money made from the fee would be sent back to citizens to help offset the increased costs of oil and gas. At a recent meeting of the Climate Lobby, which often features national speakers streamed via YouTube, Andrew Jones, a researcher from MIT, told the group that his climate modeling showed the group's carbon fee was one of the most effective methods for keeping the planet from breaching 2 degrees of warming, which scientists say would be disastrous.
There's no silver bullet. The most silverish bullet I can find is a carbon fee and dividend.
In advocating for a carbon fee, Koper and the Citizens Climate Lobby push for bipartisanship and politeness in engaging with people.
Arguing with people is not persuasive on any large scale.
So instead of arguing, the group has made sure to set up booths at local farmers markets and community events. At the Chippewa River Water Festival in early July, Peter Koper, Marie's husband, gave a short speech about the carbon fee between musical sets. Peter talked about the recent floods in the state that have impacted farmers.
It's a big problem. We think it takes a big solution. But the dividend is the answer to that. And what I like most about it, it's not hope, it's not a wish, it's not a theory. It's House Resolution 763.
Mick Smyer is a professor of psychology and author of Greening Gray, Climate Action for an Aging World. He says older Americans may be an untapped resource when it comes to climate activism.
They have time, they have experience, they know how to get things done, and they are very much concerned about future generations.
Smyer said the generalization that older Americans care less about climate change holds true among Republicans, but less so for Democrats.
But there's a large group in the middle, which I call the worried middle. 50-60% of older adults know something's going on with climate, but don't know what to do about it. And they are ready to be activated and engaged if they are shown a path forward. And that's why people like the activists that you talk to are so important.
For the Mount Pleasant chapter of the Citizens Climate Lobby, that activation is happening one person at a time, probably at the farmer's market.
You heard about the New Energy Innovation and Carbon Dividend Act.
For WCMU News, I'm Ben Thorpe.